joined the conversation this morning, and you're welcome to chat to us about anything that you feel that you would like to chat about. Not only what we have put out there, I've put out the Herzliya Middle School issue with you, I've put out the issue with palm oil and the deforestation and the destruction of forests out in Indonesia and sort of Southeast Asia. So I'd like to hear from you. Are you on top of that particular story? Are you on top of the story when it comes to second jobs? Do you have a second job? I'd love to hear from you this morning. But this morning we're chatting to a very interesting person and a very interesting topic over here, finding the gap in the market and services that needs of those individuals in sort of key, which is key to getting your entrepreneurship venture up and running. Now, that's exactly what Aisha Pandor did, and she's the co-founder of Sweep South, a pioneering on-demand online platform for booking home cleaning services by connecting households with domestic workers. So currently in South Africa, there are about 270,000 unemployed registered domestic workers, a number Sweep South is determined to bring down. So Aisha Pandor, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jane.
Why was Sweep South launched? It sounds like a fantastic venture.
So it was initially launched when I was looking for someone to help me temporarily at home over the December holidays, and just really struggled to get connected with someone who was available in my area at the right time. And I thought it would be great to try and build technology along with my co-founder, who's my husband and who's our CTO, so he's built the actual technology behind the platform. But we wanted to build technology which would help to connect domestic workers to homeowners like ourselves who are looking for their services. And we realized that with such a high level of unemployment in the country, and you know, that number 270,000 is an estimate based off of, you know, 27% of 1 million workers based on our unemployment rate. But we know that it's actually probably a lot higher because the unemployment rate is higher amongst lower skilled workers. And so we wanted to build something that would easily connect people who are unemployed but who are looking for work with homeowners who need their services, and that's how it came about.
Yeah, and you know, when if you drive around in areas, there are a number of points where sort of around supermarkets and around you know, shopping centres, you'll always find people milling around there, and they sort of sticking their hands up, and it's anything from you know, a number of domestic workers, but also painters, plasterers, and stuff like that. So you see this all over. So that figure of 270,000 could be a lot higher. So how is the company empowering the domestic work industry in South Africa? Because I think it's such a neglected industry.
So I mean, we're trying to do so in various ways. I think the one is you know, just trying to address the unemployment issue, and so, you know, we've worked with over 9,000 domestic workers to date over the last 4 years, and so again, looking at that number of around 270,000, that's, you know, addressing around 3% of the unemployed base of domestic workers in the country just over the last few years, and then what we're also trying to do is, so we set rates. And so, you know, those rates, we ensure that they're far above minimum wage for people who work. We're allowing a lot more power and agency when it comes to what work you accept or don't accept. You know, so just because you're unemployed, it doesn't mean that you need to accept work with, you know, a client or potential employer who you don't necessarily want to work with, who stays too far from where you live, who's, you know, job description doesn't match the things that you would like to do or are good at doing. So so we also are allowing domestic workers to choose what work and what clients they work for. And then I think the last thing is quite important, is the use of technology and what that facilitates. And so through technology and through using a tech platform, we're trying to increase things like financial inclusivity, so helping to set up low-cost bank accounts. We are adding an education element to the platform, so free educational courses. We're in talks to do that early next year. And then we've also had some amazing stories around domestic workers who we call Sweep Stars, so domestic workers who work on our platform and who have then been hired inside our company to work in our offices. And in fact, the most recent person was a Sweep Star who had a degree in computer science. And this was picked up by one of our customers, and she's joining our team in office as a junior developer today.
Chatting to Aisha Pandor, the co-founder of Sweep South this morning. That's amazing stories coming out of your company. So what's the next step for Sweep South, and what are your future plans heading forward?
So then you talked about these other semi-skilled workers apart from domestic workers who also, just very inefficient in the way that they're getting connected to work, standing outside in the streets trying to hand out pamphlets or their phone number or, sticking things onto board at shops. And so we really want to tackle that part of the industry as well. And so we're definitely broadening our services outside of domestic work and looking at a range of home services. And in Sweep South sense, what our ultimate vision is to become a home management provider. So to use technology to take care of all elements of home management, whether it's the services themselves, some of the admin around the services, like payment platforms, et cetera, that we've already built, or products. So, you should be able to order home products as well as home services through the Sweep South platform. And then another avenue is growth into other markets outside of South Africa, which we expect to happen towards the end of next year. But we've still got a lot of work to do within the country.
Chatting to Aisha Pandor this morning, and she's the co-founder of Sweep South, and an incredible sort of online on-demand platform for booking home cleaning services by connecting households with domestic workers. And as Aisha says, that they sort of expanding this, so pretty soon on the same platform you'll be able to get a painter, maybe a plasterer, perhaps an electrician, a tiler on exactly the same platform. And it's kind of formalizing this industry and getting this industry into a sort of more employable situation, with the fact that we've got 270,000 unemployed or more registered domestic workers. How do people get hold of you, and how do people actually sort of keep in contact with you for your services?
So we have both a website and an app that you can download off of the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. It's called Sweep South. So the website is sweepsouth.com. And then the app is also called Sweep South. And then for domestic workers who are looking for work, we take online applications, and you need a very, very basic smartphone. So anything that connects to the internet or that has WhatsApp installed on it, for example, you'd be able to use to access our platform. And that's sweepsouth.com and then /apply for domestic workers.
There we go. Aisha Pandor, thank you so much for your time this morning. She's the co-founder of Sweep South, and there's a fantastic program powering a sort of on-demand online platform for booking home cleaning services. And you can book a domestic through there, or if you are a domestic and you're looking for work, you can actually go to their platform, which is sweepsouth.com.